And joining us now on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast is the head coach of the St. Paul Saints, Coach Larry Lobenstein. Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
And we're going to talk about the two athletes that made the Dream Team this year from your squad, and a pair of seniors, and Peter Lemons and James Foster. We'll talk about them one at a time. Let's talk about the senior Peter Lemons first.
Yeah, he was a quarterback for me this year, the second full year at quarterback, and he really blossomed this year. He made I-70 all-conference quarterback, and he was also the all-conference punter. He had some nice stats, had a really good year, but the strongest thing about him was his leadership.
And speaking of his leadership, was he a leadership by example type kid, or a vocal leader, or kind of a mixture of both?
Okay, he was mostly a leader by example, but he wasn't afraid to open up his mouth when he had to. And so that made it even more effective when he did speak up. Yeah, he had some nice stats this year. He threw for over 1,700 yards, had a almost 60%, that was a 58.4% completion rate. He threw 25 touchdown passes, and he rushed 67 times for 608 yards, which is 9.1 yards per carry, and had 12 rushing TDs. So he was a real playmaker for us this year. I'm going to really miss him.
And of course, leading you all to that great start. I mean, you guys started off with, what, 9 wins in a row on the year, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And then we ran into a tough Cole Camp team that is a real 2A school. And their size and depth got to us.
But good year for your quarterback, your senior quarterback, Peter Lemons, nonetheless, and he will be missed, as you mentioned, as you move forward there. But you do have another individual on the Dream Team this year, and a senior as well, and James Foster. Let's talk about that young man.
Yeah, James Foster is he was a good lineman. He had a motor, and again, he was one that led by example. He'd speak up once in a while, but mostly it was by example. On defense as a linebacker, he had about 72 solos and about 70 assists, but he was just a sideline-to-sideline guy. He had decent size, especially for a 1A school. He's 6'3", 190. On the offensive side of the ball, we ran behind him quite a bit. He could pull. We played him at tackle and played him at guard. And he had some really good leverage, and just a fine young man. Both of these guys are fine gentlemen, high character people.
And kind of a hard find to get somebody that has some pretty good size that can move down the line. Is up and down the field's okay if you're big, but if you can get down the line on either side of the ball, that's a nice attribute to have as a lineman.
Yes, it is. And he worked just as hard in practice as he did in games, and that really carried over and was a great example to the underclassmen.
Absolutely. Again, our guest here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, the head coach of St. Paul Saints, Coach Larry Lobenstein, and we're talking about the two individuals from his squad made the Dream Team this year, and a pair of seniors, and Peter Lemons and James Foster. Coach, again, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us here this evening. Is there anything we left out? Anything else you want to cover?
I forgot to say, Peter Lemons was selected by the Missouri Football Coaches Association as a second-team All-State punter. He averaged 45.7 yards a punt. Got some good height on them. And then also what I'd like to say about these guys is, well, staying with Peter, he isn't exactly sure where he's going to school yet. He may try playing some football at an NAIA division school in Seward, Nebraska, Concordia University, or he may enroll at Missouri, and he is not really sure on that yet, but he's got some good grades, and he'll do well in whatever he goes into. And then James Foster, too. hard worker. He's decided to make the Air Force his career. So when he graduates, he's going to be joining the Air Force. He's already taken some of the tests for them and so on. And so both these guys have great futures ahead of them, and I'm really happy for them.
Again, Coach Larry Lobenstein of the St. Paul Saints joining us here on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast. Coach, thanks again for taking the time out to visit with us, and we look forward to talking with you next season.
All right. Thank you very much.